Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride, the most of China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince. Ben and show, Ben and Vincio, Ben and Vincio, Ben and Vincio.
Ben and Vince Show.
Ben and Vince Show.
And hello, and also welcome to some words that we just said.
Ben and Vince Show.
These are all our guest characters coming back to introduce the show.
Dude, Ben and Vince Show, man.
Yeah. I know, I mean, I know, awesome.
So, cool party.
Yeah, I feel like there's one topic that's on everyone's minds today.
And every day for the rest of, you know, a while.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah.
First and last party at Ben's house.
What about two party at two Ben's house, too?
I mean, okay, if you count imaginary or fictional ones, then yeah, I guess it wasn't the last one, but you know.
Why would it be the last one?
You know, it was good, and now we can all get past our respective obsessions and you know, move on to the future.
Don't you want to repeat that experience?
Not that much.
Best party of 08.
Yeah, says you.
Yeah. I mean, objectively speaking.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that was sort of, you know, best party of 08 bait there, you know, sneaking in at the end. I mean, they were just gunning for it.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
Plus, you know, Kate Winslet was there.
Actually, no, I forgot. There was another party that was better than this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Aviator.
Damn it, they win everything.
Yeah. No, but yeah.
Coincidentally, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet are in a movie together right now.
Like, the movie is happening right now?
It's probably playing somewhere on Earth right now.
It's a live movie?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Revolutionary Road.
Nobody cares.
Nope.
Perfect.
Except the Academy, perhaps.
Except the Academy, alright.
Yeah, when are they announcing their...
I went there, alright? Oh, I went there. Yeah. Fuck. The Academy.
Okay. Yeah, alright, that's a pretty bold stance there. How do you feel about the people who give out the Golden Globes?
What am I supposed to say?
What are you supposed to say?
Yeah.
I don't know, you can say whatever you want.
I feel like you were setting me up for something.
Oh. No.
Okay, look. We all know what's going Best Picture.
What?
What's the name of this movie?
Death Race?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what
It
you
was
were going for?
obviously really good.
Obviously,
And
Steve.
not at all terrible.
No. It obviously was number 10 on Stephen King's Best Movies of 08 list.
Fuck Stephen King.
Yeah, seriously.
Feel like I'm being pretty hateful right now.
Yes, you are.
No, it's bad. No, it's bad. There's no reason for me to do that.
All right. Correct your behavior then.
Even if it's wrong. Anyway, yeah, dude. Wow.
What?
That was a pretty good party. What were you doing the whole time?
What
I
do
feel
you
like I
mean?
didn't see you.
Well, I mean, you guys were having a dance party.
Yeah.
For Ella, I wasn't there for that.
I know. Nobody wanted to go to the dance party. I don't know why.
There's some people that wanted to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I
Yeah.
saw them all there.
Yeah.
All four of them,
Yeah.
including me.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. No, but like, I don't know. What was going on the rest of the time? I guess I saw a rap battle or
Yeah, that
something.
was, I think, before.
Somehow,
Yep.
I remember. I've been like remembering things. I remember at one point I was looking for my phone, and like I was calling it,
Okay.
and then like
Wait, how could you be calling it
it
if
was
you were looking
ringing,
for
and like I could hear it, but I couldn't find it, and it ended up being in the food closet.
Oh, I remember that. Also, some of us would call that a pantry.
A food closet.
Everybody in the food closet. But that's only for food. What should I wear today?
What?
That's what you do when you open a closet.
Hey, that's what you do when you open a closet.
Anyway, yes, I do remember that actually.
What about closets that are already open?
You can also do that with closets that are already open just by looking at them.
But yeah, there was like a lot of stuff, People were moving in between rooms a lot, I feel. I don't
That's
know.
surprising. I thought everyone was supposed to stay in their own room.
Yeah, I don't
That was the plan. It was a theme party, you know?
what
And
else happened.
the theme was rooms.
Like that movie.
Which movie?
Four Rooms.
Wasn't that with Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was not good. But look.
It did start with four.
See what else. What else happened? Yeah. Jess punched Shaggy in the face. That was pretty
Yeah, I
awesome.
didn't see that, but I heard about it, like at the like probably an hour later.
Wait, I'm trying to remember who else was there besides me.
Was just you.
No, really? That sucks for everyone else. Yeah, I never saw three rooms or two rooms. So maybe that's why I didn't like four rooms.
Yeah. One room
Room.
to room them all.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's stuff going on.
Don't even know. And like all those people were there, like Jeff and
Oh, yeah.
like Christine, Kim, and like Becca.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to Becca? Did she say she was gonna stay over?
I don't know when she left, actually.
See, neither do I. Maybe she's still there.
That would be weird.
The call's coming from inside the house.
Yeah. Didn't I say that at some point?
Okay, how would I know?
I to you, I think.
Again, how would I know?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't
Like, in
know.
what context?
Like, probably you were looking for your phone.
The call was coming from inside the food closet.
Yeah. I wonder what I can do to convince you to not call it
Think we both know there's nothing you can do.
that. Yeah. Right. So yeah, I mean this, I guess this has been the reminisce about something that happened 2 days ago portion of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah,
You want to reminisce? What?
it lived up to the hype though.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It
It
certainly
lived
was
up
hyped
to
a
the hype.
lot.
It lived up to the hype, and that's saying something. All right, let's go to break.
All right, perhaps we'll have something else to talk about following the break.
Hi, I'm Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas. From the day I opened the first Wendy's, my goal has been to serve the best hamburger in the business, a Wendy's old-fashioned hamburger. So I started with the freshest beef I could find, 100% pure beef, never frozen. And we patted it into squares so the hamburger hangs over the side of the bun. Then we cooked the patty slowly to seal in its natural juices and served it hot off the grill with a customer's choice of toppings. No other hamburger chain can make those claims. That's what sets us apart from our competition, and that's why our customers come to Wendy's.
So we're back from break.
Back from break.
Yeah, over the break we were talking about how Eric Heisen probably thinks that Skype is a terrible program.
Yeah, and I was saying he'll have to defend himself against that accusation among many others when he appears on our show at some point.
Yeah. It's obviously Skype is a quality program.
I mean, everyone knows that. 7,548,540 people agree with that statement.
That's obviously wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like we were talking about Eric Heisen's terrible opinions of Marty a lot.
I feel like we talked about it a little bit.
Okay, well.
I mean, maybe of the percentage that you can remember, it's a large amount or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Right now, Skype is telling me that I can make my free call to an ordinary phone. So does that mean I have one free call to an ordinary phone? Like, am I in jail right now? Skype jail?
You're in Skype jail.
What kind of Skype crime did I commit?
Time crimes.
Did I get a Skype tourney? I don't think I can afford one. One will have to work pro bono.
My God. You have the right to remain Skype lint.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my
Anything
God.
I Skype or do can and will be held against me in a court of Skype. We'll see what other phrases we can put.
In a court of RoboCop.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say before?
I said a lot of things.
Can you just recap everything you said in your life up till this point? Maybe one of those will trigger a response.
At first, it was like a lot of yelling and stuff.
Yeah.
No, what are you talking about?
I don't know. You said something earlier when I started talking about Skype, but I forget. Whatever.
Oh, you mean about how there's 7,554,619 people online?
That's pretty close to what is true. But anyway, it was after that, but whatever. It's not important.
No, wait, it was after that?
Oh, I think it was Time Crimes. I think that was what it was.
Time Crimes. Yeah.
When are we going to see that?
Never, probably.
Yeah, I think it's past its point of being seen.
Maybe I'll see it tomorrow.
What's tomorrow? Christmas?
No.
No?
What are you talking about?
Right, okay.
Tomorrow's fucking Labor Not, Day.
Yeah. Oh shit, I'm wearing white.
Okay, all you have to do is change by tomorrow. After tomorrow. Or something.
On tomorrow.
On tomorrow.
Think that guy's still around?
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't just make him principal.
Who's principal now again?
Daryl Williams.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Was he like, what was he before?
Principal of Gaithersburg High School.
I was going to say QO, but that wasn't true. Alright, I wonder if he's any good.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Eric Heisen was telling me that
false.
That he had to go in and help with the elections this year.
Why? They don't know how to have them by himself?
They were doing so badly or something. It was, who was it? It was Little Heider versus some girl.
Oh, God.
Who, some girl was also terrible.
Oh, God.
And Mr. Velez isn't the sponsor anymore.
What?
Mr. Velez is not the sponsor anymore.
It's ever since that thing with the squirrels, I don't think she's been up to it.
Yeah. Her ankle hurts too much from being wheeled around on that ridiculous cart.
Why didn't she ever fall down the stairs? That would have been hilarious.
It was already hilarious.
Do not operate on stairs. That's what it said.
I mean, I don't think she ever had a reason to go above the first floor anyway.
So wait, it's not sponsored. Who is it sponsored? By whom is it sponsored?
Miss Kraft, apparently? Who, I don't even know who that is.
Anyway, who won the election?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it has been decided yet. Maybe it's still going. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, Will Booker K.
Ook.
Yeah. Oh, listen, who was president during the election?
Like right now? Yeah, Molly Martinez. That's why Mr. Reyes quit, apparently.
Oh, shit.
What?
She couldn't stand all the reggaeton music?
That's right. Too much.
Molly Martinez made Mr. Reyes quit. That's good.
Yeah, but she's still teaching.
Whatever.
I will not rest until that woman is alone in her house.
Who is...
Comfortably. What?
Who's president now?
I don't... Look, I... Don't ask
me. The election was in the spring? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, so they're just running now? I don't know.
No. The election was in the spring. Now one of them is president.
Oh, sure, right. Yeah. No, I have no idea.
Okay, whatever. It probably says on the...
Wait. I think it's the one who's not Little Heider.
Okay. It's probably good.
Probably. Speaking of going up beyond the first floor, you know, she could have just taken the elevator anyway.
What, like Wallstein?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there.
I mean, I was about to say that.
So I heard you were going to Israel.
Heard from who, Stan?
You know, I don't have to name sources. I have sources.
Okay, I don't know. Stan was just like, we should go to Israel together. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, but not this summer and not this next winter break. And so, yeah. Well, it's probably not going to happen for a while.
Have fun.
Yeah, I will.
Maybe you'll see Jordan Turner.
Yeah. He'll probably be in a neighboring country like, I don't know, Jordan.
He'll probably be in Egypt.
No, okay. Here's what's going to happen. Egypt. He'll be in Egypt, but then halfway through, he'll just, you know, leave the country and go to, like, Israel or something. Or first wander around for a while. And then go to Israel, maybe. Or just hang out there, but not really, like, do anything.
No,
he'll just go back to America.
He'll just hang out, like, probably, he'll just hang around Israel.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to show up.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, do you need a ride back to America? I'm going to Japan, but it's on the way.
I might as well just drive you all the way there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, first he'll be like, you know, I can drive you to the airport.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be like, yeah, I can drive you to Iceland. How am I supposed to get home from Iceland? Well, it's a lot closer than Israel. No, he won't say that.
Yeah, he
won't
say that.
He'll start driving you to America, and then he'll be like, I'll just drop you off in Iceland.
I'll be like, fine, I'll tell my parents to arrange a flight there for me. And then, you know, when we're like 5 minutes away from Iceland, I'll be like, yeah, forget it. I'll just drive all the way out there. You know? I'll be like, my flight is waiting for me. Yeah. I can't cancel it. Yeah. When's he coming on our program?
Dude, I don't know. Is
the answer is never.
People.
What?
He should have been at the party.
Yeah, I guess.
Him and Sam Prager.
Oh man, right. I thought he's in Florida.
Playing vampire soccer or something.
With a toothpick.
Yeah. What the hell?
What was Katazi saying that on the last podcast that Sam Prager told him not to do? I forget. He's like, Sam Prager told me not to do that. I guess I could just go back and listen to it.
We have plenty of time now. This podcast is over.
Oh, shit. All right, well, we'll see you next time. Probably.